Another U.S. soldier has been killed in Iraq. Unidentified gunmen pulled up to a traffic checkpoint in western Iraq near the border with Syria and started shooting. American troops at the checkpoint returned fire, and at least one of the attackers was killed. There was also another attack on U.S. soldiers in Fallujah, west of Baghdad. The ongoing violence underscores the difficulty the United States faces 2 months after the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. The U.S. administration in Iraq abandoned plans to form a council with the leaders of Iraqi exile organizations. What prompted that decision?
It's because those organizations are not organized enough, plus, and most important, they don't represent all of Iraq. The group that has the highest profile in the United States is the Iraqi National Congress, and they took over this swanky Iraqi hunt club. It's a country club here. And their leader, Ahmed Shalabi, was a favorite with the civilians in the Pentagon. Now, other exile groups have also returned, for example, the Supreme Council of the Revolution of Iraq. They have been in exile in Iran. There's Kurdish groups who came to Baghdad. All of them formed what was called the Group of Seven, and they began consulting with U.S. administrators here. And there was talk of a convention, and these groups would elect an interim government. But in the last 2 weeks, their power has waned here. The Americans have changed the plan, and now Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator, is going to handpick a political council, still in consultation with the Group of Seven, but the council will begin running ministries. He'll also pick a group of people to write a constitution, because you can't have an election here, not a nationwide one anyway, without a constitution.
So how have the exile groups reacted?
They're all trying to figure out if they have the political clout in the next couple of weeks to convince Paul Bremer to change his decision. The largest Shia Muslim group is now on the record threatening to pull out of this organization completely. And here's what a spokesman told us yesterday.
We can't be part of an administration which is appointed by Mr. Bremer or anybody else. At the end of the day, we can't choose between participating in the process or just say, sorry, we can't be part of that.
Bob, that's Hamad al-Bayati. He's a leading member of the group, and they say that they represent the Shia Muslims in the country. That's 60% of Iraq. American officials say that that representation is thin, and these people have a tie to Iran, and that appears to be making the Americans nervous. They do consult with them on a regular basis, but we'll see what happens in the next couple of weeks, if they can convince Mr. Bremer to give them a little bit more to keep them in the game.
Are there other Iraqis who could be part of a government?
In a country that had one man run, one rule for 30 years, that is tough. But the Americans invited 10 new Iraqis to a meeting last week. Three women showed up, one who has ties to the old Communist Party here. It is a gamble. The Iraqis that have been brought in are not as well organized as the exiles, but I think that the U.S. administration here is looking for moderate people, looking for people who lived here. There is a split between the exiles and the people here. You hear it on the street every day. Iraqis say these people don't represent us, they don't understand us, they weren't here under Saddam. The second gamble is that the exile groups are organized, so they talk to the press and the news media, and there's been plenty of coverage that says the Americans are handpicking an administration. If that goes on for too long, Iraqis may not trust this new government. They may see it as a puppet government. So in the next couple of weeks, we will see the outcome if Paul Bremer can get this council up and if he can get a constitutional convention started. All of those things are important because the Americans and the troops cannot leave here until they can turn over this country to a sovereign government.
Well, the U.S. has more problems there than installing a government.
Yes, and even we are aware of it every day. There are still security problems, and there are shootings almost every day of U.S. troops. There's still problems with water, electricity, security. There are thousands of Iraqis who are out of work. Part of the reason the U.S. wants to set up an interim government is they want an Iraqi face. There needs to be an address that a regular Iraqi can go and say, I have a problem. Can you do something about this? Right now, all they see are U.S. soldiers on the street.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.